The Raven on the Water by Andrew Taylor. Read by Cornelius Garrett. Chapter 1. She knew what she wanted to do was wrong. Not really wrong, not a sin, not the sort of thing she would have to confess to Father Molland at St. Clement's on Wednesday afternoon. After Mr. Colby's visit, she needed the relief it would give her. John had asked her not to go up to the loft, but he hadn't forbidden her. "Please, Lucasta," he'd said, "just for me. I'm not an invalid." "Yes, I know, dearest, but it's a heavy ladder, and you'd have to lug it all the way upstairs. I'd be very careful. You might slip off the stepladder. Lifting the hatch is rather tricky, even for me." He ran his finger down the nape of her neck. "And then you'd have to haul yourself into the loft. Once you get there, it's a minefield. It hasn't even got a proper floor. You could trap a foot between the joists or something." "But it's such a mess," she said. "I'd like to sort things out before baby arrives."
He knelt down beside her chair. His face was only inches away from hers. His concern warmed her.
"The nesting instinct," he said.
"But seriously, if you had an accident when I was at school, you might lie there for hours. It's not as if people are popping in and out of the house all day."
No, this was their home. They didn't want strangers to disturb them at 29 Champney Road. That was the way it would always be. Forever and ever. Amen. All right, dear John didn't like her going up to the loft, especially when he was out of the house. She would never disobey him, she'd promised. But he hadn't actually made it an order. In any case, when they had talked about it, the circumstances had been different. At the time, she had had Peter in her tummy, and a fall could have had serious consequences for both herself and the...